Pat, congratulations on the win tonight. Number two this year.
Yeah, can you believe it? 2 in 1 year. How about that?
Knowing how hard it is to pass this year, how bad did you want that lead on the first lap?
Yeah, it's very difficult to pass this year. And I knew if I let it get away early, I was going to have a tough time getting it back. So I definitely ran as hard as I could to get them first lap.
Once you're out in front, you come across, what, one lap car? As soon as it came up upon him, there goes the 15 on the outside. At that point, we were like, oh, wrong lane, or where'd he come from?
Yeah, no, that was a screw-up on my part. I just hesitated just a little bit, and Michael took advantage of it. He made a great move on me. Hats off to him. He deserves a win, but we got lucky on a caution flag, and I got it back. And I knew I wasn't going to screw up again. I got one break, and I knew I wasn't going to get another one. So,
did you think it was a full lap completed?
No, because when we went down between 1 and 2, the corner man threw the yellow there, and I was surprised we went another half a lap before they actually called it caution. And so, I wasn't really surprised. I was wondering how I was going to get him back. Like I say, it's so difficult to pass. I was going to, had they not put me back there, I was going to give it everything I had on the restart, because that's probably your best opportunity. The cars are going slower than, you know, once you get up to speed, it's very difficult. So I was going to try them on the restart, but luckily they gave me my spot back.
Well, on that same note, the restarts, halfway through the race, we start getting a whole bunch of them. Any of those make you nervous at all?
No, because this car was really hooked up well, and I've been nervous on restarts before where the tires will cool off and it'll take a couple laps to come back in, but this car was great all night. Never broke a wheel all night. This had good bite, so I wasn't too concerned. I knew if I got it going, I'd be tough to pass.
Towards the end of the race, did you develop a push?
It was a little bit of a push to start with, and it started getting a little bit worse, but it wasn't horrible. It was a very drivable push, and I'd much rather have a push than a loose race car.
Free ice cream this week for everybody.
I'll tell you what, anybody who hears this, brings their ticket stub from tonight, get a free small ice cream at the Big Dipper tomorrow.
That's a lot. Oh, yeah, I won't even have it up until tomorrow. Maybe on Monday.
Okay, how about I'll give Monday and Tuesday. Bring your ticket stuff from this week. You get a free small ice cream.
All right, sounds good. And finally, who do you have to thank for your second win tonight?
I definitely want to thank my wife for all the hard work that she's done the last 3 weeks with we bought the Big Dipper ice cream shop, and she's been working so hard, and we've kind of missed out on a few things, and I want to thank her for putting up with me, and I definitely want to thank Ray Graham just giving me this awesome, awesome race car.
Next week, you're not going to have to start 12th necessarily, because they're going to be doing the whole season-long handicap. What are your chances for next week?
Well, it has a lot to do with your draw coming in. You're starting in the back of a heat race. Everyone knows how difficult the heat races are. Everyone's fast and it's tough to pass. If you can't get to your handicap spot up to fourth, it's going to be a long night for you. So I guess you just take what you get.
Would you say this so far is your best season? Granted, you've had consistent seasons, finishing top five all the time, but without the wins. This year, you've had kind of up and down, but you got 2 wins.
Well, we come here to win. Points are bonus, so yes, this is definitely my best year.